The Ellie and Taz podcast. Coming up.
Taz! Taz, are you okay? He's on the ground, guys. He's on the ground.
What is that, a red moon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to have your time again? That question's not your best.
He's put his clothes back on now.
No, Michael, I will not take my pants off.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to another Best of the Week podcast. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for downloading yet another episode. Depending on when you're listening to this, Ellie will have dropped, E-Chain, the rapper, will have dropped her International Women's Day rap for 2026, changing the lyrics to Where Is My Husband?
Yeah.
Does Taz get a mention?
No, sorry.
That's all right. What do I have to do to get a mention in a rap?
Have it not be International Women's Day, probably. Well, fair, would
actually
be a good start.
But you do a couple of raps a year.
Yeah.
I might sneak in one day.
Yeah. Do you want to get in the budget rap? When I'm rap about the federal budget.
When are they doing the next budget, do we know?
It's usually around May.
That's all right. I'll take that.
Yeah? Yeah, it's not too far.
This week, basically, I'm going to be honest with you, wherever you're listening to this, we were expecting this to be a really quiet week for our show.
Yeah.
So we thought, let's jam this in this week. Let's do the whistle this week. Let's do this and that. And then everything kind of fell in around us and we ended up being snowed under with content.
Yeah. And I listened back to all the shows today to get the bits for the podcast and realised it wasn't our best week.
Not our best week at all.
But do you know what was good? Was when we blew the world's loudest whistle. So you're going to hear the build up to that in today's episode. There's also, I came back from Sydney last weekend with a lot of rogue stories.
Yes. Oh.
So there's a few of those in here.
They're really good.
From my girls' trip away.
Please include tugboat. Have you got the tugboat bit?
Yeah. I'll chuck tugboat
that
in.
That is worth it.
If you don't know who tugboat is, you will by the end of this.
You will.
All right. Enjoy. We'll speak to you again next week.
Love ya.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now you might think of Ellie as this sweet, you know, girl next door, cute, innocent, studied hard at school, just makes cute little funny jokes on the radio.
Is that what people think of me?
You might think that.
You might think that.
However, she went to Mardi Gras on the weekend.
Yeah, I did.
And she took a whole heap of mums with her. Because the friend group's all mums that at least went with you.
Yeah. So
Mums Gone Wild and Ellie.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what you would think, Tazzy.
Yeah, Mardi Gras wild.
Mardi Gras
You would have gone amongst it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Wearing fishnet stuff. Free the nip.
Yeah, look. That was kind of the intention.
How many people? Give me a rough ballpark.
How many people
did you
what?
Kiss?
Did I kiss?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. You heard it here first.
Oh, my gosh.
I kissed 0. Hey!
I know.
Pretty loose. So I quite possibly...
What went wrong?
...had the dullest Mardi Gras participation in all of time, all time.
You had a Mardi blah.
I had a Mardi blah. Right. Yep. So my girls and I, these are my childhood school friends who live in all different parts of the country. Mm-hmm. We planned girls' weekend in Sydney.
Mardi Gras.
Like 6 months ago we planned it. All my friends are mums, so it was like, all right, leave the kids at home for the first time ever.
Yes.
Girls are catching up. Didn't realise Mardi Gras was on, for starters.
How often does that happen? That'd be a good phone topic. What was on when we got to the destination?
Yeah, well, we got to Sydney and it was pumping. And so we were like, we're hip, we're cool, like we're allies. We'll go to the Mardi Gras. Except we're all mid-30s.
Yeah.
Most of us are mums. Mm.
You wouldn't have dressed appropriately.
No, we did not bring any coloured attire. So
you would have been wearing, firstly, ankle socks, which meant stood out massively.
Yes, one of my friends was wearing ankle socks. The other was wearing legit runners and a dress.
Yep.
And we went to the city and we were all wearing either brown or black. There was no colour.
Often Mardi Gras, it's like fluoros, pinks, flowers.
It's the pride flag, is a rainbow flag.
Yes.
We had not one speck of colour on us. And also, it took us ages to get into the city. So we were dead sober. We'd had two drinks maybe the whole evening.
Yeah.
We were like, we went out for a nice sophisticated dinner. And we were like, why don't we just go for a stroll
through
Mardi
Gras? That's what Mardi Gras is known for.
I had a nice glass of red. And we were like, let's go for a stroll through Oxford Street, which is where it was all happening. So we walked through and all four of us were so overwhelmed just because there was just people.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. The streets, just like your normal streets, were just packed with people. There's like
it's like Rio's Carnival, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. It was an awesome event, like a DJ in the middle of one street and everyone's just having a dance party in the middle of the road. And then like the parade's happening down one street and then there's people on rooftops, like partying on rooftops. Everyone's walking around with their own drinks. Everyone was having a good time.
Yep.
I walked through five piles of vomit.
Oh.
I was the only, the four of us, only sober people.
How many of those piles were you?
None. This is the thing, Daz. We were
Did you feel like you missed out? Because things like that, if you're not matching the energy, you're like, oh,
yeah.
I wish I was like that. Mm. Or do you go, it's 9 o'clock. I'm actually, guys,
yes.
are we going to wrap this up soon?
Oh, my feet were so sore. I was wearing heeled boots, which I never do. I don't wear heels ever.
No.
Feet were so sore. And one of my friends was like, do you like remember when this was us and we were the drunk ones stumbling through the streets? And like, do you miss it? And I was like, no, I don't miss it. We're so old.
I need a pillow.
We're so old and so boring.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Pressing matters at hand, Tazzie. Blow my whistle, baby. Tomorrow, it's happening.
I'm just trying to preserve my voice and the air in my lungs. It's all very important because we are in countdown mode. I've said too much.
You have said too much. Tomorrow, the world's loudest whistle will be blown for the first time.
We've had this thing 3D printed specially, mm-hmm. and the internet, it came with a warning, basically. Mm. Print at your own risk.
Yeah.
Blow at your own risk.
Yeah.
And we've had it tested from our tech guys downstairs, and they've said, look, we gave it a little halfer, and our ears were ringing for 10 minutes. They hurt.
Mm.
So I'm a little scared that I might be too close to the whistle. I might get some permanent damage here.
Mate. This is where your friend and colleague and self-appointed safety officer, Ellie Chaney, steps in, okay?
Okay, what
tomorrow, I'm going to be on the ground making sure safety measures are taken.
I don't want to come, you know, lose a limb tomorrow.
No. Well,
I don't know how loud this is.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, your ears need to be protected. We've got a radio show to do tomorrow afternoon,
yep.
so we can't blow the ears off. So I have had a little help from our friends at Hip Pocket Workwear and Safety in Maroochydore. They've said, come on down.
Yeah.
We'll get you kitted up in all the safety gear you could want.
They're the nicest people. They heard this and they reached out and went, we don't want Taz getting hurt. Come and grab what you need.
What we're going to do right now is what they do like on Instagram. They say like, come and check out my haul. Okay. This is the stuff that I've got from such and such shop today.
They don't say that.
Don't they say that?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I'm not very good at being an influencer. So I am good at being a safety officer though. Danger, danger. Please welcome our haul from Hip Pocket Workwear and Safety.
My gosh.
We have so much stuff.
Ellie, why? Is there anything left at Hip Pocket?
No. That Kirsty and the team were so good. They were just like, what do you need? What do you need? We need to make sure you're safe for this world's loudest whistleblow. So first up, both of us are going to be dressed in hazmat suits. So these are
wow.
a beautiful, just a white, just yep. a nice classic white PPE.
Full body.
Yeah, full body. Well, we don't know what the vibrations in the air
no,
are going to do,
don't know.
You know.
Yep.
Then she's given us some earmuffs, class 5, which are like what you...
How many classes are there?
5. That's the highest you can go.
Most classes.
So like, we're not going to hear a thing with these bad boys.
That's good.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
We've both got a hard hat.
Good.
Mine attaches to my
earmuffs.
What
if birds fall from the sky? It's that loud.
Exactly.
That's why we need hard hats.
Exactly. Mm. Yes. Yours actually comes with a fluoro visor.
Because, I see. Yeah, of course it does.
You know,
I'm going to look great in that.
We might lose you with all the vibrations in the air. So luckily, we've got some fluoro.
Going to stand
out. In fact, I'm going to be in a fluoro high-vis vest as well because safety officer.
Of course.
Obviously. We're both going to have some science glasses. Just
yep.
because, like, flecks of sand could be just flying up from the ground
the
into
grass.
Our eyes.
Blades of grass.
Yes, just flying around.
Yes.
My favourite haul, part of the haul, is the danger tape, this stuff. Check this out so we can cordon off an area,
little
an exclusion zone.
Yeah, great.
No one's allowed in the danger zone.
Can we rope off a suburb with that?
I think we might have to.
Can
well,
we
looks
just
like...
rope off wherever we want?
Well, we've got the whole roll of danger tape.
Yeah. Let's just corner streets off.
We had the choice between danger and caution, and we've gone danger.
Go danger, yeah.
Because it's more bad, badass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and finally, I think you're going to like this one. This is the piece de resistance
yeah.
of our haul.
Yeah.
This may look like a normal stop sign.
It's a lollipop lady's lollipop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But when we turn it around, currently...
Yeah, it says slow on it.
Tomorrow.
Oh, no.
You better believe the S is going to be replaced with a B. And that will be your cue.
So you've got a stop and blow sign.
Correct. High voltage. What a blow. The whistle.
I'm wearing all of this.
Yes.
Head to toe. Both hazmat, high vis, hard hat.
Yep. Both of us.
Ears. The headphones, class five.
We're going to be the safest people on the sunny coast. I kind of hope like a pandemic or something breaks out.
I'm worried about the rest of the suburbs around us. They're not protected, but we will be.
Head to hip pocket what? Workwear and safety.
Hip to what?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Ooh, hey, Tazzy, I'm stoked. Yeah. Footy's back tonight.
Back.
The real footy, AFL, baby. Yes. Finally. We get to see the teams. I mean, not my team, obviously, because they have to wait a week before they get a Guernsey.
Surely the AFL also goes to Vegas for round one, do they?
We don't need to, bro. We're the Australian Football League, okay?
You want to be a part of the Olympics in 2032, and you're not going to be because we're the only country that plays. And
Touché.
The gold goes to Australia.
Yeah, we'll smash everyone in it. I'm excited for that. Can't wait.
If you do love your tipping, though, we do a little tipping competition, which you can join. We're only two games in, and if you've already tipped them, you can just join mid-season anyway. ESPN Footy Tips, if you join up on that app there, maybe you've already got it and you've tipped on there before, just join CFM Tipping Comp and you can be a part of it. We're going to give you prizes at the end of the season as well. And I just thought I'd look back. Because I asked Ellie before Vegas round last weekend if you've got any predictions, because you run an Instagram page, don't you, about predicting things.
Oh, yeah, at Ellie's Accurate Predictions. Yeah, they're very accurate.
Very accurate.
When they happen. They just haven't happened for a while.
Well, I thought we'd go through your predictions for Vegas round and how you went.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How do you think you went Vegas round predicting? So, Knights versus Cowboys ended up being 28-18 to the Knights.
Yeah.
So, Knights by 10. What did Ellie predict? She predicted Cowboys 13 plus.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I say 13 plus? I'm a Knights fan too.
You couldn't be more wrong.
That's very concerning.
Okay.
Okay.
What about the Bulldogs v Dragons? Nail biter, went to extra time. Mm.
Surely I said I tipped Bulldogs in the tipping comp, so surely did I say them?
You backed the Bulldogs and you said Bulldogs by 3, which very rarely happens. I don't know why you picked 3 points.
Did I? What'd they win by?
1.
Oh.
Golden point.
The closest.
Yeah, well.
I believe I said 2.
Not really accurate.
I think I said 2 from memory. Okay. And then I thought that was unusual that... Yeah, anyway.
And I thought since you've had these predictions in the future, you should be able to remember because it's true to you because you've seen the future. You can tell me what you predicted the NRL Grand Final to look like.
Yeah, I remember I chucked the Bunnies in there, South Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And Storm? Broncos.
Yes. Yeah. And what did you predict would happen?
That South Sydney would get up.
No, you predicted Broncos by 2.
Glory to South Sydney.
No glory, glory.
Latrelle Mitchell strikes again.
And what about in the AFL? I thought you'd seen it.
Yeah.
I thought this was
truth. No. My AFL one was, it really hit me like
You've
a ton
remembered,
of bricks.
Because we've talked about this since.
Yes.
You shouldn't forget.
I think that the AFL, it will be a Q clash.
Yep.
In the grand final, Suns v Lions, Gold Coast v Brisbane.
And who's winning?
I think I said Brisbane.
No, but shouldn't you remember? Shouldn't you be able to see it?
Yeah, but Taz.
You said the Suns, but anyway.
Did I?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I did, and I can't wait for them to win, and then I'll rub it in your face.
If you love your tipping, make sure you join our CFM tipping comp, and let's just enjoy the footy being back tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
How old were you in 1994?
3.
Did you love The Lion King when it was new?
Yes.
Did you watch it? Did you have it on video?
Yes, I did. I cry all the time when poor Mufasa dies. And when I saw it and the stage show of it in London, I think, I bawled my eyes out in the opening scene. Oh, it's so cool. All the animals are like big puppets.
Yes.
And they come through the crowd.
Do they play the famous Lion King song in that as well, that opening scene?
This one. do.
Great. And you love this song, don't you?
I love this song.
Good. No one knows the exact lyrics.
Speak for yourself.
At least you and I.
I think I nailed that.
So that's in Zulu.
Yes.
Right? And I have come across the meaning of whatever is being sung in that famous opening line.
The translation of the lyric.
Yes. What does it mean in English?
Mm-hmm.
So you love the song at the moment.
I do, yeah. It evokes emotions.
It sure does.
You know?
Look, it's the thing that I say that gets me the most hate when I say I've never seen The Lion King.
What?
I've never seen it. We didn't have it as a kid. And I've never had I didn't go over to a friend's house where they put it on.
You have had free will as an adult for like 13 years.
I could probably tell you the whole movie from start to finish just by the bits and pieces that I've kind of taken in over 33
years. I've just said I cried when Mufasa dies and you're like nodding along like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know what that's like. You haven't lived that.
I know what that's like. I know that he falls off a cliff because he gets pushed by Scar. I can tell you the whole movie. I've never seen it.
Well, watch it. Do you know all the songs? Do you know I Just Can't Wait to Be King?
Yeah, that's my favourite.
No.
And also...
Name one more.
The Timon and Pumbaa song.
Yeah?
Yeah, they
sing... What's the phrase that means no worries?
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, okay, all right. You got lucky there.
And then I'm guessing at some point Simba gets lost and he like hangs out with the hyenas and stuff.
No, the hyenas are villains, Taz. If he goes to the hyenas, he gets chomped. He found himself in the hyenas once with Nala, and that's why he got banished.
Who's Nala?
Oh, Tarrant! So sorry. Sunny Coast, it's a Monday. You don't want to listen to this drivel. So sorry. I didn't know he was going to be bringing this to the table.
My whole life I have copped reactions like this anytime I say I have not seen The Lion King. Any other movie, people are like, oh, well, it's good. You should see it. People now get aggressive. If you were sitting any closer to me, I would have been, you know, violently attacked for telling you this information.
Okay. I'm doing a pros and cons in my head right now of what I'm about to suggest. I don't really want to do it. But if you watch The Lion King, I will watch one of your stupid Star Wars movies.
Oh!
Okay? We can watch it on the same day.
Oh!
And we can do a Margaret and David movie review of the movies.
And you'll watch it. You won't be on your phone.
Mm.
No.
I can't watch anything and not be on my phone. It,
and you'll watch it.
Maybe. I'm regretting this already. I don't want to watch Star Wars at all.
I don't want to watch The Lion King.
Yes, you do.
Can I get back to my point?
Because
I've just come on here because I've translated the lyrics to the Circle of Life song.
Yep.
Right? So the very famous song. Everybody knows it.
Yep.
There we go. We're back.
Okay.
In English, what does it mean? Have a listen to this.
What does it mean?
It means,
look, there's a lion. Oh, my God.
you're joking.
Well.
I mean, he's being funny. It doesn't say, oh, my God. But it does say... Oh, my gosh, here comes a lion. Oh, my gosh, it's a lion.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the sequel to Lions and Tigers and Bears. Oh, my, from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I've not seen that.
Oh,
either.
Taz!
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, tonight, I want the Sunny Coast to keep your eyes on the skies. 9:30 tonight, we are going to have a blood moon.
A blood moon? What is that, a red moon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to have your time again? That question's not your best.
Okay.
We are going to have a blood moon.
A blood moon? What colour's that going to be?
So the total lunar eclipse, but it's also going to be a blood moon because it will appear as red at about 9:30 tonight. So Brisbane time, I'm looping us in with that. From 9 till 10 p.m., it's going to happen. Like there's going to be some sort of eclipse-ness, which I'm sure is very scientific of a word.
I think it's just eclipse, bro.
Some levels of eclipse-ness is going to happen.
Just eclipse. Drop the-ness.
No, I'm going to push it. I'm going to keep pushing it. And then once we maximize our eclipse-ness, then... At about 9:30, the moon will become red and become a blood moon.
So the moon goes in front of the sun and becomes red.
No, we go in front of the sun from the moon's perspective.
Oh, poor moon.
The moon loses sight of the sun and we're in the way.
The moon's not going to be able to get a tan today. Sorry, moon.
So SBS have been chatting to a professor of astrophysics from the University of Southern Queensland. He says once you get closer to the 9:30, that's when the rest of the moon will dim enough for the red to come out. So it'll be around 9:30. I would say 5 to 10 minutes either side. We're going to have red moon tonight.
And it's going to be a full moon?
Yes.
Okay. What is there clouds out there? Can you just go and look?
Yep,
just have a look out the window because we've got the blinds down. Are there clouds out there?
Yes, there are clouds.
There are how many clouds? Enough to block a moon?
There's 8 clouds.
Are there small clouds? Hang what are we talking?
Probably about 100 clouds.
100 clouds.
Yeah.
So that's likelihood is that one of those clouds will block the moon.
Nah, we'll be all right.
You reckon we're going to be all right?
Fine.
All right, well.
9:30, Sunny Coast, set your watches and send us all of your pictures too because notoriously everybody likes to take pictures of the moon.
Yeah.
They're always terrible.
That's
so let's do tonight really bad pictures of the moon. I'll put up a post.
Okay.
Just send us your terrible pics of it.
Okay. All right. You can monitor that post.
Who can be the worst?
Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Tazzy. Lot of news going around at the moment after what's happening in the Middle East and what's happening just generally in the world, that the stupid cost of living crisis is only set to increase.
Yeah, times are tough.
Fuel's about to get super expensive. Rates are potentially going to go up again. It's looking grim.
Yeah.
So that's where you need a hero to come along and cut down your grocery bills. Hello. I'm Stingy Sally and I'm here to give
Stingy
you some...
Stingy Steph is better.
Stingy Steph? Okay. All right. I could be Stingy Steph.
You can be Stingy Steph. This is a brand new segment from you, Secrets of a Stinge.
Secrets of a Stinge. Yes, because life is tough and if we can make it just a little bit cheaper...
Yep.
That's what I aim to do for my fellow poor people.
This is coming from a girl who spent $400 on a steak overseas.
What? Accidentally... Accidentally, we didn't know the conversion, okay, of the money. Okay?
Oh, yeah, I'll hand over a million of whatever currency this is, no problem. I'm sure that converts fine.
It was not my finest stinge moment, okay?
No.
But don't worry, I do heaps of stingy stuff as well.
Yes.
And here are some of my favourites. Ways to save money. Cut your sponges in half. This is one I do regularly. In fact, I get the magic sponge from... Bargains Galore on Wises Road?
Yes.
You get the magic sponge and it's really good for your pots and pans.
Is that a scrub daddy?
No, it's a magic sponge. It's good for pots and pans that wear those stubborn things that won't come off.
Yes.
And I cut it into like 6 parts. Only costs me $2.50, but you better believe I'm getting at least 6 sponges from
that.
So
you're having to sponge it with like a little 10 cent piece size of sponge.
That's what you need.
Okay.
You don't need a big
spots. It just gets those spots off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So cut your sponges in half. If you own a bike or an e-scooter.
Yes.
Go for a ride to dry your hair. You don't need a hairdryer.
Gee, times are tough.
Just let the wind dry it.
Okay.
That's what I did to work yesterday. And what were your words? You were like, you don't look your best today.
Yeah. She was windswept. But it was 2 p.m. and she hadn't been outside for 4 hours.
Joke's on you. I didn't dry my hair and the wind did it.
Yeah.
And I saved money.
Your hair was perpetually at just a horizontal angle, just flying behind you. It just dried in a straight line.
Yes. Tip number 3 to save money in 2026. When you go out for dinner with friends, say, oh, I'm not really that hungry. I'm just going to get something little. And then they get the palmy and like the burger and all of that. And theirs all comes out. And then you just have a quick little sample from everyone's plate.
Great.
They
That's what
to
you
spend
do
the money.
Anyway. Yeah, you always do that.
What about all the afternoons? I'm like, oh, I could really go a snack, but oh, I don't have any. And you give me snacks.
I get snacky. I open the shapes up. All of a sudden you have through 2/3 of the packet.
Exactly. See, I've got a wealth of
Are
these.
You above going out with a friend to get dinner and then you go, oh, I forgot my wallet. Oh, no. And you're doing the pocket tapping and the bag searching through. Are you above that?
I only will do that with one person, and that's Big Boss Benny because he's got the work card. I do that to him all the time. So there you go. Secrets from a Stinge.
Great.
Maybe it's a weekly segment as long as this cost of living keeps rising.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Because yesterday I ordered an Uber, and I catch Uber a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Uber, Didi, taxis, the whole shebang. Yep. I get them a lot. Always have good experiences. Not yesterday. yesterday, I ordered an Uber to pick me up from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And one accepted my ride and said it was about 8 minutes away or something. So I was like, all right, no worries, I'll wait for it.
Yeah.
The car pulls up and I see it pull into like the very end of the drop-off pickup zone.
The beginning of it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay, no worries, I'll walk over. And I noticed that there were other passengers in the car getting out. So he's obviously had a drop-off at the airport ride and then he was going to pick me up and take me home. So I stand there, he gets out, he helps them unload their stuff.
Yep.
And then I'm patiently waiting and then I say, oh, like, hi, I think I'm your next one. Mm-hmm. And he goes, nah, you're not. And I was like, thinking he's joking because I've looked at the number plate, like it's definitely my car.
Oh.
I've seen it pull up.
Yes.
And he just goes, nah, sorry. And then gets in the car and I was like, what? And then he goes, not for $30, you're not, and drives off. Because my ride obviously was too short for him.
But he's accepted it.
He's accepted it, but then he obviously hasn't seen the amount that he's accepted for. So obviously, like, if you're doing an airport run, you want the, you know, people in Noosa or all the people in Caloundra, you're going to get a fair bit of fare for.
Okay.
But he's just like, nah. And then it was so awkward. Because
surely if he cancels, he loses money.
Nah. I don't think so.
Well, obviously
but
not.
But he was just so rude to me. Like, he was just like, nah, sorry.
Maybe
nah.
He's like a Mix FM listener and he saw who you were.
Maybe he saw. But then it was so awkward because he didn't drive off to leave. He just kind of inched forward up the thing. So we're like walking next to each other.
No.
And I'm like, what happens? And I was like, is he just going to take someone else, hang out here and let someone else get into the car? He did eventually drive off. So I'm hoping he didn't get another fare and he just had to miss out
that
on
the money. That
is wild. Right. Not for $30, you're not. I was like, what? It's not my fault that I've got a short trip.
No. You're don't not so rude. Trying to rip him off.
Yeah,
you
right.
You need to get home.
I just want to get home. So then I had to wait and order another one that was 20. And then the guy that I had next was so lovely. Got out, greeted me, helped me with my bag.
Do you get to give the previous guy a star rating?
I tried.
Oh.
You better believe I tried to look. But because I didn't actually get in the ride,
the
booking was just gone.
Oh, no.
I know. What a dirty dog.
And unfortunately, because of broadcasting laws, you can't name him Shane.
I can't name him Shane. I've
That's
got his
so
number
annoying.
Plate. Don't you believe I've got his number
it's the
plate.
The worst part of our job that we can't just be like, oh, by the way, cut off by a ute this morning, terrible driving, number plate, and we just read it out.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Oh, I was so offended. I was like, I should have turned around and given him a spray. But like, you can't do that, mate.
Pretend
just take
I've,
me.
Pretend I've done it. Pretend I'm the guy.
Okay.
Give me a spray. Not for $30, you're not.
No. I have ordered this ride. You've accepted it. Take me home. You'll be back at the ka-chunk. Airport in 20 minutes.
Ka-chunk. I've just closed my door. Sorry, I'm not listening anymore.
He really wasn't listening.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Did you see Somba's performance at the Brits yesterday, day before?
No.
He gets, like, there's a, not a streaker, but somebody comes out of the crowd and pushes Somba as he's performing at the Brits.
Oh, gosh.
And he stumbles away and security grabs him, but it was a stunt by Somba. It was supposed to happen. And guy that pushes him on his shirt says Somba is a home wrecker and his new song is called Home Wrecker.
Clever.
How cool.
We should do that. Next time we're on stage, next time we're like hosting something, let's get someone to come up and tackle us.
We can get like Big Boss Benny to come in and like take us mid show, just off air. And everybody be like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Ellie's been fired, finally.
Finally. Gosh, there'll be parties in the streets if that happens. Actually, no, there won't be. Because if I'm not here, there's no one to play Bandle. Except you.
I'll find somebody else to play Bandle with. So there is a mystery song for us to guess. We're going back to the early noughties today.
Ooh,
2004 for today's mystery song. We're going to play it layer by layer. Sunny Coast, as soon as you know what it is, give us a buzz and beat us to it.
Alrighty, layer number one is the drums.
Lots going on.
That finally, a drum layer that I don't think I could play.
Yes, you couldn't play that. Lots going on, but I have no idea. 2004 for the mystery song. We're going to need to add in the bass.
Alrighty.
it. I had it there. It's gone.
545-11919.
Why does the brain work like that? Why, when you listen to a song and you go, oh, I get it, and you know it, for a half second your brain goes, it's blah by blah.
Yeah, it's in there. If you sat in a dark room and kept listening to it, you would eventually get it. Not right now, though.
Not right now. Do we want to play one more layer and we'll take a guess? Let's do that.
All righty.
Okay,
that was slightly more pickable.
It's come back to me.
Yeah. All right, the phone lines are beginning to light up.
Here we go.
So let's go to Kelly. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Well, thank you. Do you know that you're in our system as Bandle Champ?
I haven't rang up for a long time, so it's probably gone now.
Oh, we'll demote you Kelly.
The pressure's on. We'll demote you if
I'm undoing it right now. Backspace, backspace, backspace. Sorry, Kelly, you're no longer Bandle Champ, but you can win it back again if you get it.
Okay. I think it's this. I can't be 100% certain. Is it Green Day Minority?
Okay. All right. That is what I initially had in the system ready to play, Kelly. However, it is not.
Definitely not Bandle Champion anymore.
Well, Lucky Taz deleted it from your name.
Backspace, backspace, backspace.
You've lost it.
I'm getting rid of Kelly now as well. You're going to change your name after this. So embarrassing.
No, we love you, Kelly. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Kelly.
Do we go another layer or
no,
do we
go
to another guest?
The line. There's a lot of sunny coasters that want to have a go. They might have played along in that layer three. Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Oh, the delay's in full force. Hello, who got here? You're live on the radio.
Yeah, it's Al here. How you going?
Oh, g'day, hey, Al. We're good. What song do you think that is?
Is it Green Day? Is it Holiday?
Let's have a look, listen to layer, the next layer. Sounds pretty good.
I think so.
Let's have a listen to Green Day's Holiday. Very similar.
Al, I'm just typing in your name at the moment. I'm going to put Al in brackets, Bandle Champion. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
How dare you dog Kelly like that?
Hey.
You've literally
Kelly knows the rules.
Stolen that from Kelly. Rude. Kelly, I'm putting it back in when he's not looking.
No, she doesn't deserve it.
Al, well done. Today's Bandle Champ. We will play again tomorrow.
Kelly and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, I had the world's worst waitress over the weekend.
Yeah?
Like, legit world's worst waitress. At first, I thought she was great.
So there are some radio laws preventing us from telling you exactly who it is or where she works.
Yeah, this is twice, actually, that I've canned someone on the show today. My earlier was my Uber driver who was terrible.
You won't be able to say where you went.
No, it's fine.
What kind of food.
Guess what? It was in Sydney, so it's fine.
Oh, who cares? Yeah, name and shame.
Exactly. No one likes, you know.
Well, you probably still can't, but you still can't name and shame, but.
Yeah, no. Anyway, we get to this restaurant and this girl greets us and we had a booking and she's like, no worries, I'll seat you, no worries. And she was like actually overly friendly, like very touchy and stuff. Like, okay, cool, no worries. Ended up taking 15 minutes to seat us, even though our table was already ready. So the first impression was this girl's a bit spacey.
Yeah.
Anyway, then she comes over and nice place. Yeah, not bad. You see, typical bar, restaurant vibe. And she's really touchy with me. She keeps, like, putting her arm around me.
Well, it's Mardi Gras, you see.
Yeah, well, I know. You know. I thought maybe I'm in. But she's like, what are you girls doing here? Like, what are you? Because I was on a girls' trip.
Yeah.
So we're telling her about that. She's like, oh, my God, that's so good for you. Okay, what's everyone having to drink? And so everyone puts their orders in. And it gets to me and I was like, oh, I'd love an espresso martini. And she goes, no. And I was like, oh what? Can I have an espresso martini? She's like, I'm going to make you a dirty martini. Oh. And I was like, oh,
you're like,
okay.
Can I just have what I ordered, please?
Right. I was like, all right, you know what? I've never had a dirty martini before. Let's do it. So she brings me my dirty martini, which is like olive juice.
Yeah.
It was not very good, but I finished it. Anyway, finished it, got it down. Then she comes back and she's like, do you want another drink? And by this stage, I'm banging for like a drink that I actually like. Yeah. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll just get a beer. And she was like, ugh, beer? No.
Let me make you a dirty beer.
Right? So she's like, no, you can't have a beer. I was like, okay.
Was she doing this to any of your friends or just you?
No, because they all ordered margaritas. So she was happy with their decision to order a margarita.
Okay.
But for me, no, no, no. So then I was like, okay, I'll get a red wine then. She was like, I think you should have a white wine. I was like, I don't like white wine. This is no word of a lie. I think you should have a white wine. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And you know me, I'm a bit of a people pleaser.
Yes.
So anyway, she's like, why don't I just get you a white wine and you can taste it, and if you don't like it, you don't have to have it.
This is wild.
I was like, that's now three drinks I've tried to order and she's not letting me have them for no reason.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then as she puts her arm around me one more time, I get a little whiff. This girl is off her face. She's been having a few little drinks of her own.
Wow.
And that's, I assume that's why she's just, you know, trying to have fun with me or whatever.
Yeah, she's had a dirty martini.
And earlier in the night she'd be like, I'm actually the venue manager tonight, so like don't worry about it. And anyway, so she's like, okay, she goes off to get my white wine that I didn't want. I don't even like white wine. Never comes back.
No.
She just disappears. For the rest of the night, a different waitress is serving us. I was like, I think she's been banished from the floor, guys. The venue manager.
Shocked,
right? And then the bill comes out and we're like, she better not have put the white wine on there. Luckily she didn't.
Did she put the dirty martini on
there? Yes, I had to pay for the dirty martini. It's not what I want. I didn't get a single drink I wanted the whole night. It was ridiculous.
That is crazy.
Don't go to Sydney, guys.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Connoisseurs of the whistle blow.
Yep.
They're calling us.
The world's loudest whistle.
Yeah, we're daring to go where no man has gone before. Or woman. Or dog.
It feels a little bit weird talking about it on the show because, Sunny Coast, you probably heard it a couple of hours ago.
It's so true. We're just pointing out what everyone knows. Everyone knows traffic's bad in Woombye at the moment and surrounds.
Yep.
They also know that the world's loudest whistle has been blown.
Yes.
What they don't know is the behind the scenes. So we found out a couple of weeks ago that one of our colleagues has a 3D printer.
Mm-hmm.
He had the blueprints for the world's loudest whistle.
We thought, yes, please. Yeah. We want a copy of that before, you know, all the other radio stations clamber on for this unique bit of content.
Yeah. So we went out to Hip Pocket Workwear and Safety to get decked out in the appropriate PPE.
Yep. And Kirsty and the team there could not have been more accommodating.
We looked great. We looked great.
And we were safe.
Yeah,
we were safe. Which is what we needed.
Absolutely.
Who knows what was going to happen with this world's loudest whistle?
Well, we were a bit nervous heading to the journey. So let's just pick things up on our way there.
Blow my whistle, baby.
All right, Tassie, we are on our way to the Maroochydore Sporting Complex.
Yes, this is where we thought, look, there wouldn't be anybody here on a Wednesday morning. It would be quite empty, quite open for the sound to resonate across the sunny coast.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you bring the whistles?
No, did you?
Oh, my God.
Have you got them? I don't. Do you have them?
I got them.
Okay, thank goodness. That was going to be a real flaw in the pan.
What did you bring?
I've got the stop blow sign.
Oh, yeah, fair.
I've got all the PPE. Car.
Oh, my gosh. This car is so annoying.
I know. We've just pulled into the complex and there's some tradies here doing some other work. I've just noticed they've got earmuffs on, Taz, so they should be safe. We might have to give them a heads up.
You.
Pop them down.
They'd be too close to the epicentre of this otherwise.
Absolutely. We don't want to cause permanent hearing damage for anybody. So.
All right, well, let's get set up an exclusion zone and let's get blowing, hey?
That's what she said. I've got my stop and blow sign ready to go because I'm going to be the safety officer today.
Mm-hmm.
You are the official whistleblower of the team. How are you feeling ahead of the big blow?
I'm actually really nervous because this is like Neil Armstrong stepping onto the moon. This is one small step for man, but one giant blow for mankind.
Absolutely. Mankind has never blown harder than we're about to blow today.
I'm just going to step up and blow it. Someone needs to, and I'm going to be that guy.
Okay.
I think historians in the future will dig up this crater that we will create And they'll go, this is where the impact was. They'll think it was an asteroid that hit the planet. It was actually just the world's loudest whistle.
I mean, we should probably issue an apology to the Sunshine Coast Netball Association.
We're going to blow up their courts.
Courts are about to be decimated. This is actually where I play, Tassie. So, no sadly. Longer.
If you're in the surrounding suburbs, look out or listen out because the world's loudest whistle is about to ring through in a couple of minutes.
Oh, my goodness. All right. When we come back, the moment we've all been waiting for, turn your radios down.
Not yet.
We'll tell you when. Okay.
Blow your whistle. Blow your whistle.
Blow your whistle. Billy and Taz on 91.9. Say you love me.
Call me Chanel. It's CFM. We are Ellie and Taz. Sorry, I've got something.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm
continue.
Just emotional.
Yeah, it has been one of those days. The world's loudest whistle. We went out to the netball fields along Fisherman's Road this morning. Courts.
Sorry.
Field.
Any netballer who heard that would have said, well, it's not a field. I just had to.
They would have said that. Are they an aggressive people, netballers?
Mate, if you're a WD, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, very aggressive. Anyway.
Sorry, WDs out there. So we went to the netball courts this morning and we blew the world's loudest whistle. You probably heard it. Yeah, you probably heard it this morning. You went, what's that? What's that doing?
Yeah.
Wow, that is loud. You probably said that to yourself.
Probably. Mm. And in case you didn't hear it, for some strange reason, maybe you were wearing class 5 earmuffs from hip pocket workwear and safety we were.
If you were noise cancelling headphones this morning, you may have missed it, but those would be the only people that missed it, really.
This is a whistle we had 3D printed by our resident nerd, Gary. Thank you, Gary, if you're listening. And here is how it all went down.
Taz, are you going to use your full lung capacity for the blow or are you going to start off small?
I'm going to go hard early.
Are you just
typical
one big
boy.
Blow?
Huh?
You're just going to go one big blow as hard as you can.
That's what normally works for me.
All right, good to know.
Okay, Sunny Coast. I am in the middle of the exclusion zone. Ellie is walking away to her spot. She's got to stop and blow. She'll give me the signal. I'll blow hard. Whatever this does to surrounding suburbs and the area and maybe southeast Queensland, I apologise in advance, but I promise you we are making history. Here we go. I'm in position. I'm looking and waiting for the signal. We've got the world's loudest whistle. I'm putting my lips around it. I'll see you on the other side.
All right, here we go. The moment of truth. The whistle is at his lips. The stop sign is being flipped.
CFM is now off air. The sound from the world's loudest whistle reached a level that was unsafe for human ears. Ellie and Taz will be back in a moment.
Taz, are you okay? He's on the ground, guys. He's on the ground. I'm getting in the exclusion zone. I'm getting in. Taz, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I need you to give me mouth to mouth, Ellie.
Okay, well, that's not going to happen, you sicko. You're fine, okay? Can you not detract from this moment? We blew the world's loudest whistle.
We did it!
We've spent 30 hours in the wilderness. We've been to every McDonald's on the Sunshine Coast in one day. We've been nominated for radio awards, Tassie, but this is a bigger moment than all of that.
Anyway, I'm a little hungry. Should we get some lunch?
Yeah, do you want some chippies?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, I found a feature on Instagram which you may not be across, Sunny Coast, and I was talking with Phoebe from our digital team about it because she loves all things Instagram. Hello, Phoebe. Oh, it's all right. Ellie didn't have your mic for that on.
But I was getting my Instagram ready. Sorry.
Hello, Phoebe.
Hello, everyone. Times two.
Everyone. Oh, yeah, she said it again. Okay. I was like, what?
What's going on here? So there is a thing where I found it because Billie Eilish found it, is you can go through everything you've ever liked and then have a look. Instead of sorting from newest to oldest, you can flip it and go oldest to newest. So what were the first things you ever liked on Instagram?
Okay.
The reason I paid attention to it is because I sent it to Phoebe as well because she's such a Billie Eilish fan. But Billie Eilish used to be just the biggest lover of Justin Bieber.
Oh, really?
So much so that she's got pictures of her when she was like 11 with Justin Bieber posters on the wall that she's used as album artwork.
Great.
He featured in a version of Bad Guy.
Did he? Oh,
just
she would have been frothing that.
She was such a big fan. And so she shared that her oldest likes on Instagram were literally just pages and pages and pages of thirst traps of Justin Bieber. And this is when she would have been a kid.
Yeah.
So that got me looking at, well, okay, how do I do this feature? So I'll take you through it, Sunny Coast. And Ellie, why don't we do that for you as well?
Yes.
So if you go onto your profile, at the top right, you've got the little settings there.
Yes, as in the
little
what do you
three
mean the
lines.
Settings?
Little three lines.
Top right.
So you go to your profile. You're not even listening.
This is Ellie's
profile.
First time.
Oh,
using
yeah,
Instagram.
No, I'm on my profile. Sorry, I was on my homepage.
God. She's not got TikTok either. So you go onto your profile,
yep.
Top right into settings.
Okay.
And then your activity.
Okay. Your activity. It's still loading. Your activity. Where is your activity?
There's
so
many.
Sorry, guys.
You know
she's
what?
Used to the Facebook.
There's so many options. No, I can do it.
It's at the top.
Up the top. Account center. Saved archive. Your activity. There it is. Found it.
I regret ever doing this segment on
oh,
the air.
Likes. Okay, then I'm guessing I'm going on likes.
Then you go likes, and yep. Then you can change it at the top from newest to oldest to the other way around. So
okay.
The oldest first.
Oh, it's creepy.
What is it?
What's the
mine
first?
Was weird too.
It's a picture of a baby.
Oh. Well, that's what you would have been back in the day.
No.
How old's the photo?
17th of June 2012. It's my wow. Cousin's baby.
Oh, that's innocent.
Oh, that is innocent.
Anything else?
Followed by another picture of a kid, my boss at the time's kid, followed by another baby. All it is just baby pictures.
Ellie's been clucky since 2012.
Yeah, seems like it. There is nothing fun in here at all. Or my ex-boyfriend's sister, there's a lot of her. Oh, and my ex-boyfriend.
Mine, okay. Yeah, mine's a bit weird because mine's like friends' posts and then the girl that I had a crush on at the time, like all of her photos.
Oh, I bet it is.
And then I went on and there was a few thirst traps of someone that was on one of the US Survivor seasons at the time, which
okay.
I must have been a fan of.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then it's Minecraft things. So I've gone back to what,
that
being 16, 17?
See, I don't think I was using Instagram for like pop culture stuff. I think I was just using it to see my family's babies at that point in time.
Fair. Well, Phoebe, the reason I brought you in is because Phoebe's likes are, because she's a little bit younger than us.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
What was your first like on Instagram?
My actual first one was really strange. It was just a zoomed up photo of M&Ms.
Oh my gosh, like.
But my, for maybe the first 20, it was all One Direction photos. Everybody wants to. I remember loving One Direction.
Well, apparently you did.
There's so many of them. And it was like photos of their faces and then quotes of them and then quotes of their songs. And
Niall are featured quite a bit.
A lot. Yeah, which is funny because I was a little Lewis.
Oh.
See, I don't even know. I don't even know their names. So I was a fake fan.
I don't think you were. I don't.
No, she didn't
Instagram
even know.
The best part about seeing all of this is everyone's photos towards the top is they all have the same, those old
filters.
Yes.
Everything's really heavily orange
and
browns.
Purple.
And everything's got those frames on it as well, like old school Instagram back in the day.
Yeah.
Take filters us back.
Do you reckon?
Nah.
Oh. Okay, fair enough.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, Ellie, I think we might be crap journalists.
Speak for yourself.
No, I've reviewed some tapes of our last couple of weeks.
Yes.
I think we had the option to do some really cool groundbreaking stuff and get maybe an exclusive world international news level exclusive and we missed it.
Oh, is this like the time we went to the State of Origin press conference and pretended
yes.
to be journalism
and
asked and
you
them,
said,
do you think you're going to win this week? Not quite hard-hitting journalism.
So I want to take your mind back a couple of weeks. We are in countdown mode, of course. June 6 is SunCon, the pop culture convention, Sunshine Coast one, in Caloundra, right? And a whole heap of like pop culture celebrities coming our way.
Yeah.
One of them is Neil Fanning, stuntman, voiceover guy, also known for doing this Scooby-Doo voice.
Yeah, huge role.
And we asked him questions like, what's it like being a stuntman? And, oh, can you do the voice for us and talk about Ellie and Taz?
Yeah.
This is what he did.
Well, it's been great to talk to Ellie and Taz for the drive home on the Sunshine Coast. It's CFM 91.9.
Yeah, we got him to say the station. Great branding for us.
Apparently, about a week before we chatted to the voice of Scooby-Doo, he's done Scooby-Doo for 20 years plus.
Yeah.
Right? Netflix have announced that they're doing a Scooby-Doo live action. They've cast McKenna Grace as Daphne. We had the voice of Scooby-Doo, maybe the voice of Scooby-Doo on the show. It is not confirmed whether who will play Scooby-Doo yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we probably should ask him that. That's probably...
We should have.
That's probably our bad.
When you have guests on the show, you write down your questions. Okay, this is where I'd like to go with it. If he talks about this, I'll go here. Like, we had prepped.
Yeah, I know that he did some stunts in Crocodile Hunter.
Yeah.
And Jackie Chan.
Yes.
I knew that about Neil Fanning.
How did we miss the question, are you going to be voicing Scooby-Doo in the new Netflix series? Which, when it comes out in a year or two or whatever, I'm sure the whole world will talk about it.
Do you know what?
He'll voice Scooby-Doo. And we had the chance to get that confirmed on our show.
I think you're looking at it the wrong way. I think you're looking at it like we did a terrible job. I feel like if he were going to be on this remake, he would have mentioned it.
Hello.
Because he would want prep for the, press.
Hello, yes, TMZ. No, sorry, I didn't get you the exclusive. Sorry. Elliot, I know we could have put Elliot Taz on billboards around the world.
Now,
I know.
He would have brought it up. I think we've dodged a bullet because he's obviously not been asked to do it. And then if we had said, hey, you're going to be on the new Scooby-Doo remake, he would have gotten really embarrassed or upset because he hasn't been approached. I think. And that was my plan all along, Taz.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And if you listen to our station in the mornings, you...
Apologies if you do.
You would be familiar with the Big Breakfast Show, Foz and Brooke, who for the last couple of weeks have been putting people on a list to come along to their random tour.
We were going to give them a call ahead of time during the songs and just make sure they're ready to go on air. But from the videos and pictures that we've been sent through by Foz, it looks like Brooke is in some form at 4:13 on a Friday afternoon. So I think we just call them live.
For context, I think the listeners arrived at the station at 9 o'clock this morning that they were taking with them.
Yep.
And they've been in escape rooms and at pubs ever since.
In a boozy limo.
Yes. Yep. So
let's call.
This is literally a cold call. I'm so scared about what could be said right now.
Foz has said he's currently nude, apparently.
Oh. Quick out here.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Schmidt. How you doing?
So good. How are you?
we're good.
Where are you at the moment, Brookie?
We're at Mets. King Beach.
Oh, she's being on her best behaviour right now.
She really is. She's trying her best.
She sounds very together.
Brooke, we need you to set this story straight.
Are
we
live?
We're live, baby.
Oh, fine. Foz and Rina, Brooke, are in Anita.
Foz. Quick. Come over, Foz.
Yep. Come on, Joe.
He's just texted us, Brooke, saying he's currently in the nude.
Yeah, he's put his clothes back on now.
No, Michael, I will not take my pants off.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Can you believe that? Brooke. Holy moly. Sorry.
Hello, guys.
Hello. How you going? Oh my God.
Just leave it. Let's just not play any more songs or news or ads. Let's just sit here and listen to this. Bro.
Yes.
Are you with us or are you? Can you rein Fozzie in for us?
We're here. We are one. We are present. We are here.
What you been up to? Tell us about your day.
Well, I'm not going to lie. We started at the Red Lock Escape Room, which is just across the road from the station, really.
No, I'm not coming on the phone.
And we had a game there. And then we did have a drink there. And then we were going to go and play some ping pong at the beach, but it was too hot. So we decided to take another pit stop at Your Mate. And then instead, which is way better. And then we went to Verona and now we're at Met.
So you haven't had a location without a drink yet, Brookie?
No, correct.
Great. Which kind of takes
the randomness away from it, but
yeah, we put all your money on the Gold Coast tonight.
gamble responsibly, guys. Gamble responsibly.
Brooke, who's in more finer form, you or Fozzie at the moment?
I know it sounds like false, but I'm going to say I'm best on ground right now.
Are you?
So you've been pretty quiet. Yeah.
Right.
I'm best on ground today, guys.
He has been sending us some videos of you drinking here, having a great time.
Just having a yarn,
just having a chat. It's great. All right. Are you going to be kicking on into the night, do you think, or is it nearly bedtime? You've been up since, 3 o'clock?
Well, yeah, you wouldn't know it, though, but I have said that kick-ons is at my house. So Cody's on his way back from work to pick us all up, and then we'll go back for kick-ons at my house.
Oh, can I come? I want to come.
Of course you can. We'll see you soon, Ellie. Ellie's coming for kick-ons.
Oh, yes. I've been asking for this for so long.
The ads, Daz, but this
I know,
is too
I just kind of want to keep chatting. Do you want to shout out any?
Taz, you're invited too.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Do you want to shout out any of the Sunny Coasters that have won their spot to put up with you for the day?
Oh, actually, all of them. I'm not going to say that. I shouldn't say that.
I think they liked our age demo went up to 70.
No, she thought I was the blonde on the bus, so she's definitely not in.
I don't know. It's great, but it's great radio, though.
Number one for 70 pluses.
Okay.
What we should do, where do you think you guys will be in an hour's time?
Kick-ons, apparently.
My house for kick-ons.
Brooke, give out your address. No, I'm kidding. Let's not go that far. We won't go that far.
We might catch up with them later on, I think.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to check in next hour. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, guys. Any parting words for the Sunny Coast on your random tour?
Any what, sorry?
Any final words?
Any final words?
Yeah.
Bozzarina, Bozzarina, Senorita.
He's off to the bikes. All right, fair enough. Bye.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now tell me what you know so far about the column written by Tugboat today in the Sunshine Coast News.
About 10 days ago, he stopped me in the corridors and said, I'm going to have to apologise to you. And I said, what could you possibly have done? Like... Mm. I had maybe two conversations with him in the last month.
Yes.
I was like, how have you offended me? Why do you need to apologise? He said, I can't say. You'll find out when my column drops in the Sunshine Coast News. So I've had to wait 10 days.
He does so much for community and local sport and local kids sport and all sorts. Mm-hmm. So it's weird that he has to apologise. Well, the article's dropped. The column is here on the Sunshine Coast News website.
Mm-hmm.
In the opinion piece, Ashley Robinson. Do I pull the band-aid off? What I will say, I won't read the whole thing word for word. The main angle of the article is almost a love letter in typical Tugboat fashion to his partner.
Oh, beautiful. Sheila.
However, the headline is, the mystery of Ashley Robinson's smelly headphones was solved in a way he didn't expect.
Oh, okay. I know why this is in reference to me now.
I'll keep going.
Yep.
A few weeks ago, this is Tugboat's words. I'll just read word for word. A few weeks ago, I was doing a pre-footy tipping at CFM and borrowed a set of headphones. I had them on and then took them off because they reeked of some disgusting smell. And I put that down to someone there at CFM not washing their hair. And I must say, I did carry on about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes.
Whose headphones were they?
They were my headphones.
He goes on and says, now, I've had a lump on the back of my neck the size of half a golf ball for about a decade. Every doctor and skin specialist has said to just leave it. The other day, I was on the phone rubbing my neck and suddenly the smell from the headphones was back. But way worse. I won't continue. It's a great read, Sunny Coast. And it becomes a lovely story about his partner at the end.
So I got a message from Foz that morning. Because, yes, Tugboat comes in and does a stint on the Brekkie Show each week.
Yep.
And I got a message from Foz being like, hey, your headphones really stink. Mm-hmm. And I was like, they were fine last night at 6 p.m. when I took them off.
Yep.
I'm not a stinky gal. He's like, no, they really reek. Like, I don't know what's going on. So Tugboat has burst a bloody boil on his head. and then it blamed it on me.
Turns out that the cyst had decided to vacate my neck and it was spewing out all sorts of gross stuff.
I'm taking my headphones off.
It's a great read, Sunny Coast. If it won't take you, like it's a 2 to 5 minute read on the Sunshine Coast News. But it's...
I've been wearing those headphones.
Yeah.
This happened like 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
I've taken them off. I know that there's a fun little playing here. I can't hear it.
No.
I press the buttons. I could hit this button and fire off the ads. I don't
know. How do you feel? Do you want new headphones?
Yes, I want new headphones from Tugboat. I want Beats by Dre or whatever. I don't know. What's a cool brand? What do the kids have these days?
Okay.
And I want this whole studio disinfected as well. And yes, I will accept the apology that he has given me without knowing what it was for. Now
just
I know what it's
for. Just leave the headphones out. Tugboat will use them on Monday when he's back
here. No, I'm hiding them from now on. You better believe.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Yeah.
I know we've got the world's loudest whistle to blow, and that's going to be happening within the next half hour or so. You're going to hear exactly how it went down.
Very exciting.
So that's taken up a lot of our focus over the last, you know, couple of weeks.
But what's next?
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for asking that, because a big day is happening this Sunday. The 8th of March is International Women's Day. Now, International Women's Day, it's great for us chicks. We love it.
Mm.
And every year I like to commemorate the occasion, to celebrate with my sisters, by writing a little rap. Well, my alter ego E-Chain does, right?
Yep. You've done it for many years in a row, surely.
Many
Five,
years.
Six years.
Oh, let's throw back to 2021.
Yeah, we wear bras and yeah, we have babies, but that's not what separates the men from the ladies. We're smart, we're strong, we're fierce, we're hot. The inferior sex, we are not.
That was 2021.
Right.
We've got 2022.
This one is for the girls. When I stop to think about the women that I've known and the ways in which they've grown
and
the
seeds that they've sown, and I kid you not,
my mind just gets blown from the courage and tenacity that has been shown. Right.
Great.
Then a couple of years ago.
She writes these herself, Sunny Coast. She disappears off for 24 hours and comes back and goes, I've done it. It's come to me. It came to me in a vision at 2 a.m.
I do lose a lot of sleep over it. That's true. The last one I did was probably the biggest of them all, because I made a little film clip to go with it.
That's right, music video.
Yeah, you may remember this one.
The world is yours, it's time for you to rock it. It's as good as finding out your favourite dress has pockets. Aim high, live, laugh and do whatever you need, because you're strong and you're powerful, right? This is She.
Can confirm.
This is She.
This is She.
That's my favourite one.
Yeah, it was a bit of fun. In 2026, this Sunday, we're going bigger and better.
You're going bigger.
Bigger and better, Tazzy.
Yeah.
It's back.
Yeah, you're going to get like Delta Goodrum on it or something.
Well, no, not that big. Oh, okay. Certainly not that big. It's just me on it again. No one else. But I can reveal the song that I'm going to be appropriating for International Women's Day 2026.
Here we go. You've done Beyonce. You've done, what was that?
I've done Kesha. Well, Kesha, yeah, it's from The Greatest Showman. But yeah, we'll call it Kesha. This year, the song that I'm going to be doing my rap to is...
Oh, yes! Oh, I've got so many questions. What's the... Don't tell me. Don't spoil it.
Don't spoil it? You
what's
don't want to know anything?
I would like a ring. I would like a ring. Bit. That. No, don't tell me. Don't... I just... That's what I want to know. I want to hear that bit. I want to hear... Your husband is coming. I want to hear that bit.
Yeah, that bit's a bit of fun.
Oh,
yeah.
There's so many cool... This is fast.
Yeah, Taz, I have bitten off so much more than I can chew this one, because usually I'll just do a rap, right, which is kind of just talking.
Yes.
Ray doesn't rap, she sings. So,
I would like a diamond ring.
Even just the first part, even this part, listen to her singing. That's not rapping.
Do you need me to sing it? Well, I got the chops for it.
Do you?
I'd have to take it down like 5 octaves, but I could do it.
It is a tough song to sing. So be warned, the vocals, not great. However, the whole experience, hopefully, will be nice for the women of the Sunshine Coast.
Have you written it?
It's written. It's in the can. It's written and recorded. Tomorrow I'll be filming the film clip. So if you see me around town in a pink jumpsuit, That's what I'm doing.
Oh, you're the Pink Power Ranger.
I'm the Pink Power Ranger, absolutely. Awesome. And yeah, the song and the video will be dropping on Sunday.
Do we get a sneak peek on Friday?
Maybe, yeah.
A little sneaky.
Maybe. Oh. International Women's Day.
Well, we've got to compete with Harry Styles dropping his album on Friday.
Like, is he?
Yeah. So,
oh, Harry, let the girls have it.
Should you postpone your rap?
No, I think he should postpone his.
Harry's going to get in the way.
Harry's absolutely going to get in the way. I want people to be listening to Where the Hell Is Your... Oh, wait, no, what am I calling it?
Oh.
Where the Hell Are Your Girlfriends? Where the hell is my... Yeah, it'll make sense when you
I'm
hear
so
it.
Excited.
It's dropping Sunday.
Thanks for listening to the Ellie and Taz podcast. New episodes dropping each Saturday at 7 a.m. Catch the guys weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. on CFM Sunshine Coast or follow them on socials at 919CFM, at Ellie.Cheney and at Taz on the Radio.